the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will have an exclusive report from you, for you, at 5:30 from the White House lawn from Elliott Shore Parks. Will he get a question in? I'm cheering for him. I need Elliott to take this step. What a moment it would be for him.
Man.
To ask Trump about the tush push.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the quote he's going to get?
I know.
Come on, Elliott.
Man.
We need this out of Elliott.
It'd be big for Insider of the Year points.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think whoever asked the best question today has to go to the top of the list.
Absolutely. I mean, we didn't do the, because we had the Phils game, we didn't have the power rankings last week. But somebody asked a question today, like, I don't know, somebody like Tim McManus gets asked a question, he'll go right to the top of the list.
Let me just say.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the video.
Yes.
That's kind of spanning the crowd and pretty much everybody that's there from the Eagles and the team. That does not look like a full team there.
No.
And as a matter of fact, it looks like every assistant coach is there, which actually helps fill out the picture.
Oh, really? You have the wide view of the picture.
The video is spanning through it. And I'm like, these aren't players I'm seeing. Some of these are coaches that I'm noticing or what have you. And Jack, correct me or not, looks like there may be 20 players there.
Yeah, I think less than 30.
Oh, really? I'm sure we'll get the report of, now that they can see, now that they're all up there, I'm sure we'll get the report of who was there and who wasn't.
Now, Trump did just say that he hopes they keep the tush push.
Oh, did he?
Did?
Yep.
Ah. Now, I don't think it was asked by anyone. I think he just impromptu said it.
I wonder if somebody slid that to him there to make sure he gets that out there publicly.
Yes.
He's in favor of the tush push.
He was complimentary of Jalen Hurts, who is not there today, but he said he had a great season. Mm-hmm. Legendary performance after legendary performance.
Being a legendary, the legend of Big Dom continues to grow.
Yes. Yes, as he was called out specifically. Dominic, as he was called.
I can't wait to text him.
He full named him.
I got up there and said words. Yeah. Has that ever happened?
The security guy called him? No, I don't think so.
Now, do you think Trump's going to address that he picked the Chiefs to win the game?
Oh,
they
so did Elliott, didn't
they? Forgiven him for that.
Yeah, right.
They may have already forgiven him for that.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Is the movie Sinners overhyped? Wow.
Stick to sports.
Yeah. What do you think the
news day?
What do you think the response is, Ike? And is the movie Sinners overhyped?
Yes.
They say no.
Oh.
52.1%.
I was going to say it's about 50-50. I was going to say it's about... Because you know what? It is a little overhyped.
It's
not a bad movie, but...
Good, but overhyped is what I was saying.
And I hate when that happens because it sets up my expectations going into the movie.
And then when you don't say it's great, everybody says that you're hating it.
Yeah.
On a five-star thing. So I have
Now, Renee liked it. She She's also a Michael B. Jordan fan, and I let that go.
Right?
Yeah. She liked it, and I was more or less like,
I also thought
it's not a bad movie. It's not bad.
The music scene made me feel like I was watching Broadway. Like,
it had a little bit of that to it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah, it had a little bit of that to it.
I gave it out of 5 stars. I gave it 3. I feel like it is a 3 out of 5 star movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 3, 3.5. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
215-592-9494. Lou in Denver. You're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's up, guys? With the Shador Sanders thing, I'll knock that out real quick. I would have probably taken him in the 5th round. I would have been okay with it. I mean, just as a flyer, I think I saw some games this year being out here in Colorado. I thought he was tough and accurate. Good value at 5th round, but, you know, I don't care really that much, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would have been... Can I tell you this, Lou, from I don't know if it changes the franchise one way or another, right? But from how the offseason feels perspective, this was a major fork in the road. Because if Shador Sanders doesn't go to the Browns there and gets picked by the Eagles,
man,
let me tell you what we are talking about. From today, April 28th, until they kick off, it is Shador Sanders. Like that, it would... I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing or indifferent, but I can tell you that the conversation around here would have been a lot different today.
Yep.
The idea of Jahad Campbell being an edge or a linebacker wouldn't be something we talk about.
I get all that. I think it just would have blown over once the season started. Jalen Hurts is definitely Super Bowl MVP. There's no controversy, although what some people might think, there's just no controversy, even if he has a few bad games. So
that's all it takes.
I would have personally done it, and I think they did jump up to because they thought the Eagles were going to get him. But, bro, he's getting hit from all different angles, and the funniest one, and he brought it on himself. He wants the attention. That's fine. You got to take both sides of it. I was at Monster Jam. Do you know what Monster Jam is? The monster trucks?
Yes.
I took my 6-year-old son, and it was fine. We were having a good time. And then they do these big jumps, and the announcer goes, wow, he was in the air longer than it took Shador Sanders to get drafted. I was like, bro, I'm dead right now. This is crazy. So overall, I give the Eagles an A-. I thought they were going to pick Jahad Campbell. I'm glad they did. He's a versatile player. Same thing with the safety. It looks like he's versatile. He's going to be – a little lighter side, but he's going to play that center field position pretty well. So overall, the one thing I will say that I'm surprised is they didn't take a tight end, and it sounds like they're just trying to trade Goddard, which I still just don't get. He's a top five, when healthy, tight end, and we're vying for a Super Bowl this year. So I don't know if Howie has some tricks up his sleeves, but what do you guys think? Are you surprised they didn't take a tight end?
Yeah, considering the feel going into this thing, Lou, was that they're moving on from Dallas Goedert. And we sort of got a sense that maybe they wound up getting a fourth or fifth round pick for him or something. For that not to happen and the Eagles to not move on from him at any cost, I say figure out a way to come to a happy medium and he should be back here. Like, it's not like we have a better alternative in place.
Yeah. Lou, give us, because we're actually going to play what Howie said in a second. Okay. Give us your favorite stand-up comedian for next question today.
Well, I do stand up as a hobby. Come out and see me in Denver. Controversial, but I really love Louis C.K. Look up the fat woman MRI zoo bit. And you tell me what you think.
Yeah, I mean, Louis C.K. is an all-timer.
That's an all-timer, yeah.
I mean, he got in trouble, whatever. He's an all-time stand-up comedian. This is what Howie was asked about Dallas Goedert after the draft, and here's what he had to say.
You know, Dallas is part of the team, you know, as we speak. Obviously, as we go forward, we're going to continue to address things on this team, and right now, nothing further. Dallas is a heck of a player. Heck of a person. You know, certainly don't want to do anything publicly where we're discussing anyone's business, but have so much respect for him. You know, been to two Super Bowls together, and, you know, obviously would love him on this team. You know, you always love having Dallas on this team, but we're not there right now on any of that, but...
So I actually think that was a before and after cut. So I think the first thing we heard was what he said before. And that was, Dallas is on this team. You know, that's all I have to say. Then after the draft, he was definitely more complimentary of Dallas Goedert. Heck of a player, heck of a person, so on and so forth. I wonder if this is all sort of public negotiating in trying to get Dallas Goedert to take less money by making it seem like they're going to trade him. I'm with you. There becomes a certain point where a player is worth more to you than it is for you not to have him. Yeah. I don't understand how the Eagles, how they are constructed right now, are a better team without Dallas Goedert. That's what I can't figure out. They're a better team with Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert had some huge plays last year.
Yeah.
Injury issues aside, whatever, he looked like he still had plenty of football left. And in that, after he came back from the injury, I would say Dallas Goedert looked as good as he has, you know, in the last few years in that last run of games there.
And he's good in the run game. He's a very underrated run blocker, which a lot of our tight ends that we have, Calcaterra and those guys, are pretty much just pass-catching tight ends. They aren't as good of a run blocker as Dallas is. Yeah, I just don't understand. Yeah,
it.
It's hard to say who's sitting in the catbird seat here because if you're Dallas Goedert, he's certainly, although I would imagine, listen, he probably knows he's not getting a new deal from the Eagles. So he's probably sitting here saying, well, ball is in your court. This is what I'd be guaranteed if I'm here this year on the roster. Now it's up to you. Now, you don't put me in a position where if you release me, all the money is dried up. But that's not me. Like, normally when you get, in other words, if Dallas was looking to get out of here because he's unhappy with his contract or what have you, I think we would hear more of that side of things.
Yeah, we're not hearing anything from the Dallas side.
We're not hearing any
side.
Of that. Like, yeah. Dallas Goedert is just basically here.
Right.
Right? He, I'm sure he's not happy that his name is being dwindled out there and the team won't make a commitment to him. But as far as him, he's not making any type of public demands or anything of that nature.
Mm-mm. Yeah, there hasn't been any leaks that Dallas doesn't want to be here.
Right.
Dallas isn't going
to
renegotiate.
He wants to be here.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
As I just want to share a few observations that I had from the weekend, touch on a lot of these topics you're talking about.
Oh,
like, first of all, on Thursday, I did see Mel melting down on TV, and I was getting concerned that even the hairpiece was going to fall off. Like, he was the only boy.
Yeah.
And I literally did a point where, like, he was taking it so personal, like, I really was waiting for him to get it. Like, he was more angry than Dion. Seriously.
Dion looked fine.
I
was waiting for Mel to be like, I feel like he's my son. Like, he was, I don't know what was going on with that. Like, that just, there was a lot of bizarre things about that draft, but I don't know what's more bizarre, the sliding or the Mel Kiper outrage.
I know what made me feel more awkward, and I didn't even see it Thursday night, Chris. I saw it Friday. Mel Kiper made me uncomfortable Friday.
Oh, he made everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad. And then, Spike, again, we're two for two here. I share your gut feeling with our Philly boy, Bryce, because as a fellow busted backsman, I wonder if he's hurting, because that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, now, they just played in Chicago, and the weather was, like, with wind chill, was in the low 40s, which is, you know.
Not good for the back?
It
not
isn't.
Good for the back when yeah. you when you got a bad back. But I'm concerned about that. But, guys, I have a more serious question as I watched Alec Boehm trying to plot around the bases. And this seriously hit me yesterday, and I thought about it. So I'm going to ask you guys, who do you think is slower? Spike with his plastic hip, Joe DeCamber with his flabby groins, or Alec Boehm?
All right. Let me just tell you, I would beat DeCamber, and it's a ceramic hip. I would beat DeCamber in a race. I have no doubt in my mind.
Sounds like a new challenge.
Yeah.
So you're finishing second in this race? Not last.
I would not finish last. I wouldn't beat Boehm. Boehm's a professional athlete. He's young.
Still slow.
Yeah, he's very slow. And 6'5". I got little stubby legs or whatever. But I would beat DeCamber. There's no doubt in my mind I would beat DeCamber in a race. But that's not up to me. That's up to Jack at this point.
Well, listen, when you're throwing out challenges to DeCamber, first you got to back up your other challenge that you ducked out of because, you know, not doing the push-up.
Yeah, we still haven't seen those yet.
I'm fine now. My back's feeling fine. I can do it whenever
sure.
you want.
Yeah,
tell me whenever you want me to.
Pulling out that dual sword, all right?
All right. Look, dude, right. I have no problem. I can do the push-ups.
While we're on it, before I give you my answer, can we please get a damn pause after all that tipping we were talking about? There was a lot of tipping.
It's called a big dose of D.
Wait, about right. the what?
Tipping.
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 Oh, tipping.
Guys like to be stroked.
Oh. Well.
No pause.
No pause.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a verb, though.
I mean, I know you're all blue-chewed up around there. But come on, guys. Lock in. All right,
Chris. Give us your favorite stand-up.
I got a man. He gets no respect. That's Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Rodney Dangerfield, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really. Rodney's stand-up was okay. I like Rodney as a character more
right,
than a stand-up.
Yeah.
And Back to School.
Back to School, classic.
You've never seen Back to School.
No.
You got to see
it. I have a lot of respect for Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
of course.
That's right, yeah.
Don Rickles is a better stand-up comedian than Dangerfield, right?
Yeah. I like Don Rickles. Yeah,
Don Rickles very mean. Different kind of stand-up.
That's a different stand-up. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Don Rickles was mean. Jack, you got to see Back to School. Back to School is
that with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it might stand the test of time.
Triple Lindy?
Like
oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's an great 80s comedy.
Yeah, it's a great one. Back when comedies were comedies. Oh.
He hates our 80s movies.
Let's see how this goes. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
Hey, what it do, fellas?
You got 5 seconds.
What it do, Andrew?
First things first, I'm sorry.
There it is.
What I said last week.
Okay.
You guys, the numbers don't lie. Have a great show.
Thank you.
The best media city in the country.
Yeah. All right.
What numbers
Love
have you seen?
To you guys.
Yeah, is he on the inside?
Are you on our emails?
Yeah.
What's up?
No, never I was wondering. Mind. Never mind.
Yeah. But you're right. The numbers don't lie.
Right.
Yep.
I wanted to say, like, no other city competes with us. We, like, get national headlines every year about things that go on at 94. So I love it, and I know that I said things last week that weren't true, so
there
I apologize
go.
Again.
All right.
Good
Apology
job.
Accepted. We're putting it behind
Eight
us.
Time's
okay.
a charm. Yeah.
There you go, big man.
Behind us.
Well done. Well done. It's behind us, for sure.
Still foxhole, so.
Okay.
We're good.
Well, maybe.
So I came to talk about this weekend. I went 0-7, surprise, or however many picks we had.
Wow.
But
shocking.
I think that we did cook with our first round pick. Our second round pick, there's mixed opinions, but I like the kid a lot. We drafted a lot of guys who have a lot of ferociousness and play with a lot of physicality, which I love for our team because those guys go 100 miles an hour and are very coachable. I like Campbell. He plays. I'd like to see him play off ball a lot. And I like, what is it? Makuba.
You're the draft Makuba. Expert.
Yeah, Makuba. Yeah.
I'll call him Hakuta Matata. Same thing.
Well, it's not the same thing.
I made that joke earlier.
Yeah. So have a little respect.
He has a great knack for the ball, decent makeup speed, and I think he can make a big impact for years to come. So I like it. I like how he did. And looking forward to seeing training camp in the spring and just development over the summer. So
amazing.
There he is. Well, you went 0-7, but what grade do you give the Eagles draft?
Right now, as of today, I give it a B+. I'd like to see Ty Robinson. I'd like to see him start eventually in the passing downs a lot of the time. So if he can get good production out of him and maybe a late round draft guy, I think it could bump up to an A. So.
All right. There he is. Okay, Andrew's final draft report of
Amazing.
The year. Most
that was
importantly,
better than Mayock's.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Nah. Well,
you
maybe
can't wait for
two.
Training camp to see how the guys are going to do.
Yeah, close number two. I'm glad that he started the. He was in my head. He had 7 seconds to say I'm sorry.
No,
and he got it out
there.
Fast, yeah, right away. Right away. Yeah. He understood.
He's learning.
Yes,
it's good to see.
Yeah, and then he proclaimed himself back in the foxhole.
Sure.
It's like, well,
the only losers there are the listeners.
What? Oh, that he's back being a foxhole guy? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Got him.
All right. Okay. Well, you can take shots at Jack now. That
yeah,
you're
we're
back.
Back. Now that you're back in the foxhole.
Yeah. Jack, the top 5-5 is coming up, and the people at home are wondering, what is coming up in the top 5-5? I love it so much. What does he have in store for me?
Sounds like you're lying. But the people who had the worst weekend. Lot of things happened.
Really? A lot of bad stuff?
Yeah.
Any surprises in there?
No, I mean, not really.
Okay, all right, just good stuff in there.
Once you get the names, you'll realize they had a bad weekend.
Exactly right.
All right, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.